Hey folks, you're listening to Bob Villain doing his cover of Video Games by Lana Del Rey. Surprise, surprise, patrons! I'm dropping another one on ya. It is hot in LA yet again, so although you're guaranteed two bonus episodes a month, those are more involved in terms of planning and writing. But as you know, I also like doing our Desert Island Jukebox shows where I get to delve into the songs that I love and share them with you. They are really fun for me and kind of a personal music diary. And I really wanted to share this particular artist with you. So today I'm going to take a dip into the musical ocean of an American icon, one of the most significant songwriters and artists of the 21st century, undisputed queen of hearts, and now lady of the Alligator Bayou, Ms. Lana Del Rey. Lana, Lana, Lana. Who are we talking about when we speak of Lana Del Rey? A problematic queen, a queen of tension and release, a glamour, a poet, divisive, undeniable. She's certainly polarizing, she's mesmerizing, and she's peerless. So there's so much Lana to choose from, and I've listened to podcasts about Lana that go on for hours and hours, but I neither have the time nor inclination to take us in that direction. I just whittled down my list of Lana jams, just down to my fave raves. And even then, this list is long. It's going to be longer than a Desert Island Jukebox episode. And I still left out quite a few honorable mentions, but there can be no definitive piece on Lana. She's going to go on into infinity. And my list is going to be a different vibe than another fan's list. This is just for us, our private little hang. And as I go through yet another burst of California heat, there's nothing for it but to sink into a place of Lana, peak California, hypnotic, hazy, hot Los Angeles. Lana is a master of character embodiment, and right now she's embodying the vision of wife. She just got married to Louisiana Alligator tour operator Jeremy Dufresne. And like I said on the last pod, her fans are upset because this guy may be a little unwoke, if you catch my drift. When you listen to what she's saying and her point of view on her lyrics, the kind of woman that she's been painting a picture of for her entire career, you can't feel betrayed when she marries a rumored right-winger, allegedly. She's submissive, or at least embracing of the idea of submission. Who knows how submissive she is in her own life as a powerful top-level musician? Probably not very, which explains the fascination with the opposite of power. I mean, she's definitely thinking. Earlier, when she hadn't realized her ambitions fully, she sang of wanting power, but not when it comes to men. She's deep, and she's also quite a normie, and she's always speaking
to America. Her art pours out of her. I wonder if she'll be less prolific now that she's a swamp wife. I mean, that's cool, I reckon, swamp vibes. I really like wildlife. I don't like bugs, but I'm sure Lana doesn't deal with too many Louisiana bugs. They've probably got excellent air conditioning. So yeah, I've been introspecting a bit about Lana and the shaky political ground she may or may not be standing on and the dodgy things that she's done in the past. A little exploration of my own indifference to her cringe, both as it relates to her vulnerability and her work and what may or may not be her political movements. The artists that I felt really repulsed by when they were cancelled were ones that pretended to be otherwise and sold us like a fake bill of goods, like Louis C.K., for example, Michael Jackson. There are a few that are kind of hiding in plain sight, like Perry Farrell, Ryan Adams, Anthony Kiedis, all of those men who were entitled and emboldened by the culture and their industries to behave how they did and do. But Lana Del Rey doesn't fit into those groups. I don't feel betrayed or lied to or manipulated. The image has always been the submissive woman, someone whose priority is not about personal agency, a woman longing for a trad kind of love. So basically I went in with my eyes open and she held up her end. I think too that her music is so compelling and important that I'm barely interested in her personal life. The way she tells stories of a broad landscape of America in her music. Mundane things wrapped up in musical arrangements that feel to me like DNA strands moving through the culture. And that's what I'm interested in and very interested in. And I'm also really pumped on alligators now. So yeah, Lana's very high concept. There is a narcotic indica haze about her music, which I really adore. So congrats to the happy couple. They're having a hard time with the paparazzi and fans. Fans are angry. I doubt Lana will be cancelled per se because she's already kind of been cancelled. And just in case something really terrible comes out and forces me to reconsider, I thought now's a nice time to do a Lana dive. So let's open with something that we can all understand and enjoy. Here's Lana's cover of Sublime's Doing Time from her 2019 album Norman Fucking Rockwell.
Summertime and the living's easy. Rallies on the microphone with Ross MG. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. Me and Louis, we gonna run to the party and dance to the rhythm, it gets harder.
Hey Tiger, this episode of the pod is now over on patreon.com/thisbodypodcast. If you join, you'll get access to all the old episodes and bi-monthly bonus episodes. New episodes are available here on the free feed. Thank you so much, and please subscribe, share, rate 5 stars, and write a review if you love this body.